الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا نبينا وشفينا وحبيبنا محمد. اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان. اللهم اجعلنا من الراشدين. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك واغننا بفضلك ووسعك. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة عين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما. اللهم انا نسالك ايمانا مستقيما وفضلا دائما ونزل رحمته وعلما نافعا وعقلا كاملا وقلبا منورا وتوفيقا احسانا توبة نصوحا. وصبرا جميلا وأجرا عظيما ولسانا ذاكرا وبدنا صابرا ورزقا واسعا وسعيا مشكورا وذنبا مغفورا وعملا مقبولا ودعاء مستجابا وجنة في الدوس النعيمة برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وآت ذا القربى حقه والمسكين وابن السبيل ولا تبذر تبذيرا إن المبذرين كانوا إخوان الشياطين وكان الشيطان لربه كفورا. وإما تعرضن عنهم ابتغاء رحمة من ربك ترجوها فقل لهم قولا ميسورا. ولا تجعل يدك مغلولة إلى عنقك ولا تبسطها كل البسط فتقعد ملوما محسورا. إن ربك يبسط الرزق لمن يشاء ويقدر إنه كان بعباده خبيرا بصيرا. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم.
My dear respected listeners, after Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentioning in detail the rights of parents and treating them well, and your road towards Jannah and Paradise is to look after your parents and fulfill their rights. Immediately after that, Allah Ta'ala makes a mention of family members, relatives, rishtadar, cousins. Allah says here, وَآتِ ذَا الْقُرْبَى حَقَّهُ وَالْمِسْكِينَ وَابْنَ السَّبِيلِ وَلَا تُبَذِّرْ تَبْذِيرًا. Give the relative his right, as well as the poor and the traveler, and do not be excessively extravagant. If you look at the order here, Allah Ta'ala places relatives first, even before the poor and the traveler. Meaning that if our family members, relatives are in need, and especially if they are poor, then your relatives should be given priority over any other poor people. They should be given priority. You should look after them. If they need sadqa, you give them sadqa. Give them in charity. If they need help and assistance, then rishtadar and relatives and cousins are first. And normally if we get on well with our relatives, alhamdulillah. But if we don't get well with our relatives, then we don't help them. We don't assist them. We don't look towards them. That is wrong. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an, when his beloved daughter Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha was falsely accused, and one of those people who was also in that was one of his cousins. I think his name was Mistah. And because he was also involved in falsely accusing Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, now Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anha used to always give a lot in charity, and as he was a family member, he used to give him a lot. Help him, assist him, give him charity, give him money. But when he found out that he was involved in falsely accusing his daughter Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, Abu Bakr Siddiq said, right, I'm not going to help you anymore. I'm not going to help you anymore. And he was, obviously, me and you do the same thing as well. Well, how dare you? And then, soon as Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anha made this decision, Allah Ta'ala revealed the verse, وَلَا يَأْتَلِ أُولُو الْفَضْلِ مِنْكُمْ وَالسَّعَةِ أَنْ يُؤْتُوا أُولِي الْقُرْبَى Allah Ta'ala's command came that, O Abu Bakr, despite what has happened, that's in his own place, but still he is your family member, he's your relative, and you should give to him. What he's done is wrong, that's on his place. But because you're already giving, they're in need, in charity, they need your help and assistance, you still help them. Soon as this verse was revealed, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, without hesitation, continued giving him charity. But he'll give him more than before. He'll give him more than before. Why? It was the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was the Sahaba. When the command of Allah came, then their ego, you know, the ego, this is the problem, it's the ego problem. No. They will crush their ego. They will crush their ghairat. They'll crush their desires and khayshat. Why? Because Allah wants this, then we'll crush everything and give priority to the command and order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is true iman. That is a strong believer. That is a faithful believer. It's easier for me to say, and easy for you to listen, easy for me to give a lecture, but once you are put in that position, then it's a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not easy. It's not easy. Anybody? But these are the Sahaba, verse of Quran Kareem would come immediately without hesitation. It doesn't matter what they have to do. Allah Ta'ala reveals the verse, again related to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. It's amazing. Ya ayyuhal ladhina munuttaqullah haqqa tuqatih. Or those who believe, fear Allah the manner he should be feared. Fear Allah according to the haqq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. According to the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Soon as this verse was revealed, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, Allahu Akbar, his whole body just got so loose. You know when your whole body got so loose, your legs start shaking and wobbly. That's how he became to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. There. He couldn't even get up. Now obviously in the masjid, there will always be majlis of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the gathering of the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, eyes was on every individual, every sahabi, who's here, not here, you know. Where's Abu Bakr? According to narrations, there's always to be a place in the front saf for Abu Bakr Siddiq and Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. There's always to be a space for them. Shaykhain, always to be a space. From that we also learn if the shuyukh and the great scholars and the imams, a space is there for them, it is good, no problem. Abu Bakr Siddiq and Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala to be a thing. The first one asks, where's Umar? He's not come today, what's happened? You find out. Again, subhanAllah, this is the duty of the Shaykh, Prophet is the Imam, but looking after him. He's not here today, why is he not here today? Why isn't he here today? Why not here? Something wrong? Ill? What happened? Anyway. So the Sahabi goes to find out. Abu Bakr Siddiq says, a verse has been revealed, this has broken my back. This verse has broken my back. I cannot get up. Allahu Akbar. Why? Abu Bakr Siddiq, Allah says, O those who believe, fear Allah according to the haqq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can we fear Allah according to the haqq of Allah? How can I fear Allah according to how Allah wants us to fear? That is so, I won't be able to carry out this command of Allah. That means I am doomed. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Basically, if they cannot carry the command of Allah, it is as though they'll get physically ill. They'll get physically ill. We don't get illness at all. It doesn't matter. We're still all laughing, giggling, we're all good. And it doesn't matter. Look at the Sahaba. So anyway, that Sahabi came back to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, this is the incident. The verses revealed, Ya ayyuhalladhina amtuqullaha haqqa tuqatih. And Abu Bakr Siddiq saying, how can we fear Allah according to the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We'll not be able to fulfill this command of Allah. What can we do? He cannot even get up. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remained silent. Remain silent. A person will remain silent on such a query, a question, a concern, that means Prophet is now waiting for wahi. Prophet is now waiting for revelation. And then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala revealed the verse, Wattaqullah mastata'atum. Wattaqullah mastata'atum. Meaning, fear Allah according to your ability. Fear Allah according to your ability. The rest Allah is ready to maaf. That is Allah that is to forgive. When that verse came, go to Abu Bakr Siddiq. Give him the glad tidings. Give him the khushkhabri. Goya ke Allah ne Abu Bakr Siddiq ke sunni. Yani, yazo Allah Ta'ala understood the concern of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, subhanAllah. Radiallahu anhum wa radhu an. When you completely give yourself to Allah, then Allah gives himself to you as well. then Allah is ready to fulfill all your requests. So that Sahabi came to Abu Qasidiq radiallahu anhu, no need to worry, no need to worry. Allah says, fear Allah according to your ability. Then he says, oh, now I feel better. Now I feel better. And then, Allah, this is Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. There's another incident also regarding Hazrat Thabit ibn Qais radiallahu ta'ala. Similar type of incident. Allah Ta'ala reveals the verse, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la tarfa'u aswatakum fawqa sawti an-nabi. O those who believe, do not raise your voice above the voice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. ولا تجهروا لهم بقولك جهل بعضكم لبعض ان تحبط اعمالكم. Your amal will be wiped out if your voice is raised above the voice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One sahabi, Thabit ibn Qais radiallahu anhu, naturally he had a loud voice. Naturally, some people when they talk, they're naturally loud, like me. Naturally they're loud, it's not their fault, but naturally they're loud. He got worried, if I go into the gathering in the majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allahu Akbar, and I start speaking and my voice is naturally loud, be above the voice of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my amals will be all waste. I'll become a jahannami. Allahu Akbar. Again, what he would do, he couldn't bear this, so in one corner of the house he crouched up like this and was just crying and crying and crying and crying and crying. Look at the iman. Look at the iman. Amazing, amazing. Isn't it? Not being able to fulfill one command of Allah, and they are crying. They are upset. They're going to depression. Our depression is all for worldly things. He said, because they're not being fulfilled the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, the majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taking place. The Prophet noticed, why? Where's Thabit ibn Qais? Look at Prophet's nazar, observation of all the sahaba. They're like his proper murid. He is the sheikh and they're the murid. Concerned about every individual. He's the imam and they're the muqtadi. He's not here. Find out. Find out. One sahabi goes to his house. He notices crying, crouching around. But what's happened? This verse has been revealed. Don't raise your voice above the voice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My voice is always loud. If I sit in the company, I'll be doing bi'adbi. I'll be disrespectful to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that means my amal and deeds will be wiped out. I'll become jahannami. Oh, Allah, Allah. That sahabi came back, informed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, Thabit ibn Qais has this concern. His voice is naturally is loud. He'll come in your gathering. He'll speak. He'll be above your voice. His deeds will be completely destroyed, and he'll become jahannami. Prophet replied, remained silent, and said, go back. Inform Thabit ibn Qais, you are not among those people who are jahannami. You are among those people who are jannati. You'll be the dwellers of Jannah. It is not your fault because your voice is naturally loud. You're not doing it on purpose. Meaning Allah also takes into consideration people's natural habits. You cannot do something, it's something natural. Some people have very low tone voice. Some people have very loud voice. They don't really mean bad. Allah takes that into consideration. But look at the Sahabi again. What he didn't consent. Allah. So my whole point here was that Allah says, give the relative his right, then you give. Allah says, give relative rishtadar your right, then you right. Whether you get on well, whether you don't get on well, it doesn't really matter. Even if you cannot get on well too closely, but salam balam to karo, say salam at least. Not even go to the house, not even look at them, don't turn away from that way. That is not right. That is not right. Many places in the Quran Kareem, Allah Ta'ala talks about rishtadari. Relatives, family members, give the haq, give the right. Sometimes we buy houses, right? And on interest, on mortgage. Majority of time, alhamdulillah, many of our family members, they have enough, alhamdulillah. Some may have, some may not have. This is where families, where you help each other financially so that you'll be able to protect them from any haram, protect them from taking interest. Here, I'll loan you the money. You my family, you my cousin brother, you my uncle, you my bhatija, you my nephew, you my niece, you my auntie. Here, I'll give you some. That's why Allah's created this whole family system. There's a reason behind it. Not just for this, but many other reasons. But it's also one big reason. Like, bye. Here, from me, 10,000, take from me, 10,000. Alhamdulillah, every family will have something good, and alhamdulillah, no problem. Save from haram as well, and helping one another. Allah says, وَتَعَامَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. Help one another in piety and taqwa. So if the family members are there for each other, but for the truth, eh? But for the haq, not for bad. Now, you don't support someone. If they're in the wrong, then you say with respect, okay, yes, you're my uncle, yes, you're my nephew, you're my niece, yes, you're my son, but here you are wrong. And respectfully, you are wrong. Listen, this is not right. This is not the way to do it. You don't help one another when they're doing wrong, when they do zulam. You don't keep quiet then. Then you say, but politely, respectfully, especially if they're your elders. Then with respect, with adab. Very, very important. Adab needs to be taken into consideration every time when you speak. Sometimes people get this jazba emotion. I speak the haq and truth. Yes, alhamdulillah. But it should be that there's a manner of speaking. Because our whole purpose of speaking the truth is that to have an impact. It can have an impact when it's done with ikhlas, with sincerity, with compassion. That's the most important thing. وَآتِ ذَا الْقُرْبَى. Give the relative his right as well as the poor and the traveler, and do not be excessively extravagant. Travelers as well, sometimes they may need money, they lost the money, whatever, help them out. Especially when there are travelers who are doing for the sake of deen. When they're traveling for the sake of deen, Allahu Akbar, we should be there right in the forefront to help them, assist them. If they need food, provide food for them. If they need shelter, provide shelter for them. If they need finance help, finance help. Because they're going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That could be any path of Allah. Either it's tablighi jamaat, either going for collection, for masjid, or for any, for deen, for da'wat, for tabligh, for any. They're traveling for the sake of deen, nah, we should be there helping them out. We are unable to do something, but they're doing something. They're doing the farz kifayah on our part. Allahu Akbar. We cannot go out, but they are going out for the sake of deen. We help them, assist them. Allah Ta'ala makes a mention, do not be excessively extravagant. Allahu Akbar. Innal mubazzirina kanu ikhwana shayateen. Without doubt, the extravagant ones are the brothers of the shayateen. وَكَانَ شَيْطَانُ لِرَبِّهِ كَفُورًا. And shaitan was ever ungrateful to his Lord. While the Sharia encourages generosity, sakhawat, it severely criticizes overspending and wastage of wealth. Especially when it is done in activities and acts which goes against the Sharia. So may Allah Ta'ala protect us. Meaning, spend, give where you need to. Where you don't need to spend, then don't spend. When we start spending on things we don't need to do, then that person now is regarded as the brother of shaitan. Because he's spending where he doesn't need to spend. There's nothing wrong in getting gifts for people. That's nothing wrong in that. You know, if you can buy, give, nothing wrong. Gifts is good. Even gifts to someone, it creates muhabbat and love. But all within your capacity. What's your budget? Everything should be done within the budget capacity. And what is necessary? Sometimes you've done, mashallah, you gave dawah to someone, you fed someone, and your intention was to get people closer for ittihad, for love, for compassion, for muhabbat. Alhamdulillah, not a problem. Anybody? The Prophet mentioned the hadith. It'amut ta'am, wafshu salam. Anybody? Feed people, spread salam, because these things create love and muhabbat between one another. Allama Ibn Kathir rahimahullah, and I'll conclude on this inshallah, there's more to be said on this actually. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anna Abdullah ibn Mas'ud is saying that extravagance, yani fuzul kharji, extravagance means fuzul kharji, refers to spending in avenues that oppose the truth, that go against the truth. Against haq or in guna and sin. People spend in weddings. How much do they spend? Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Sometimes on that one wedding day, you spend at least equivalent to some people that you can buy a house. If you get a 1-2 bedroom house, how much? 120,000, 110,000. And people spend up to that much on the wedding day. Allahu Akbar. And that's taken from loans as well. What is the point? What is the point? Why do you just save it and then that money, you know, buy a house? So much extravagance. Halaki Allah and Rasul has made nikah so simple. Nikah is done just by the nikah ceremony. Okay, ijab kabul, I accept, you accept, you got witnesses there, gawa there, it's all done. How simple. And then, for everyone else means that we have to have everything else. tell, all right, because you have large family and large people who you, mashallah, very connected with, family, friends, no problem. 300, 400, 500 people you want to eat, as long as everything is within the Sharia, in the laws of the Sharia, the segregation taking place, there's no music, there's no haram acts, that is very, very important. Otherwise, instead of gaining the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, we get the wrath and the anger of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And spend a little, but don't go over the top. So you don't need to spend too much on that. Allahu Akbar. But Imam Mujahid says that if a person spends all his wealth on promoting the truth, then that will be not extravagance. Subhanallah. Meaning, investing in deen, spending in protecting the iman of our future generation, investing in making our Muslim communities strong politically, economically, educational-wise, socially. If we're investing in that, that is good. That's not extravagance. Because that is needed. That is needed. Especially those where there's enough finance, there's money there, then we cannot even invest. Allahu Akbar. Prophet ﷺ and the Sahaba, they invested in people. Anybody? So the investment is very, very important. Very, very important. As I said, if you're promoting the truth, it's all about promoting the truth. Investing on your children to make sure they get the best education. Secular education as well, and dini education as well. Nowadays the fees goes up and we start complaining. Oh, it's going too much now. That's it, we start complaining. Why? They don't just put the fees up for education for no reason, right? They take the money out of them. I'm going to buy so we can increase our bank balance. It's done because everything goes up. Everything goes up. And for the sake of deen. If you give more, that money can be spent on training. That money can be spent on training teachers, giving the best, equip the teachers with the best way of presenting the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It all comes into this. Batil are spending millions and billions to get our children away from the truth and away from the haq. Through social media, through television, through movies, through whatever, billions have been spent. If you were to find out how much $1 billion are spent on games, on films, all that just to get our children away from haq. And when we have to pay £40, £50 a month, and we say, oh, what are we going to do now? Hum gareeb ho jayenge, we will become thingy. No one is like that in this country. If you have a genuine reason, then it's a different matter. But I'm just speaking generally. We have to look at that. If that batil can spend that much, why can we not spend? And this has always been my complaint for many, many years. And I still say it. And still we don't. Yes, we need to budget, we need to think, but we need to look at this thing, because unfortunately our children are now turning away from Iman and Islam. It's not like now taking slowly away. In the morning and in the evening people are changing. In the evening and people are changing in the morning. And it's happened daily. And if we do not wake up and look at this, then it will be too late. We have to invest. Allah has granted us money, and there's a reason for that. When Islam gained a lot of futuhat and conquered many countries, especially when Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, spoils of war came, money was coming, but then they were utilizing it. At that time there were no prisons. In prisons are being utilized. A prison for welfare, for benefit, for helping the needy. It was all being spent for proper structure, for bridges, for everything. That money wasn't just saved, there's no reason behind it. And that's how the Muslim community became very, very strong. So it was Hazrat Umar, then Usman and Ali, everything. It's all about how we utilize our wealth that will determine what sort of community this is. Simple as that. If it's all spent on junk food, junk this and junk that, and waste of money, then unfortunately that community is not going to last too long. May Allah Tabarak grant us the ability, especially whom Allah granted wealth, to utilize that wealth in the right manner possible. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, wa shukran wa sallam.